Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Vav. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Nun Heyam and Beis at Tanu Rabbanan. The last two lines of Daf Nun Heyam and Beis. What we're going to discuss in Amud Aleph today is what one is supposed to do with Ma'os of Maaser Sheni. If you have Maaser Sheni money, obviously the best thing to do with it, and really the only thing to do with it, is to buy food in Yerushalayim. Well, what happens if someone does something else with Ma'os Maaser Sheni? Who do we punish? How do we penalize them for doing the wrong thing with it? Do we punish the mocher or the lokeach of whatever was bought with the ma'os of Maaser Sheni? And we're going to connect that to our discussion of whether something is mischalel b'mezid or b'shogeg. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about being mekadesh with the surei hana'a, whether kiddushin can be chal when you use things that are asa ba'ana'a. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the source is that Arla and Kilei HaKerem are asa ba'ana'a in the first place. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the source that even if you Shech to Shara Niskal, it's still Aser Ba'achilu Ba'hana'a. That how do we know that if you didn't give it Skila, you shechted it, that the meat is going to be Aser both Ba'achila and Ba'hana'a. So let's begin with the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us as follows. Ein lochem behema b'ma'os Maaser Sheni. One is not allowed to buy a behema with Ma'os Maaser Sheni. This means that you're not allowed to buy a behema outside of Yerushalayim with money of Maaser Sheni. You're certainly allowed to and supposed to buy a behema with Ma'os Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and typically use it as a carbon shlamim. Pasuk says, v'natzata ba'kesef v'tzarta kesef b'yadcha v'alachta. So it's dafka kesef that has a tzura. That's what you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. That's what you're allowed to be mechal Ma'os Maaser Sheni on. You're not allowed to be mechal Ma'os Maaser Sheni on anything else. So we're quoting this brisa about chil Ma'os Maaser Sheni because we're going to ask on it from our Mishnah. So the brisa continues, v'im lakach, and if you did buy an animal with Ma'os Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, so b'shogeg. If you did it b'shogeg, meaning you didn't realize that the money was Maaser Sheni money, then yachzuru damim lemakomam. Then we forced the mocher to reverse the sale, to return the money back to the lokeach. The lokeach will return the animal back to the mocher. The mekach is batel; it's considered a mekach taus because the guy didn't realize he was using Maaser Sheni. Had the lokeach realized that the money was Maaser Sheni money, he never would have bought this behema outside of Yerushalayim. But b'mezid, if he knew that the money was Maaser Sheni money and he bought the animal anyway, then he's got to schlep the behema and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there because he bought it b'mezid. You can't say mekach tovus anymore. The mekach is obviously chal, and therefore the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni has now gone on to this animal, and that's why you have to treat it like Maaser Sheni. So you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So before we get to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, when we said that if it was done b'shogeg, the yachzru damim l'makom. So it's actually machlokus rishonim what exactly that means. Yachzru damim l'makamim. Rashi writes that we forced the mocher to return the money to the lokeach because it's a mekach tos, like we said, and therefore the animal has to be the whole sale is void, and you. Had he known that the money was Maaser Sheni and that he would have to bring the behema to Yerushalayim, he never would have bought this with this behema in the first place because it's such a terrible tircha to schlep the behema to Yerushalayim. Obviously, he would prefer to bring the money to Yerushalayim rather than bring the behema to Yerushalayim. The Tosfos HaRash, however, holds that the mocher is the one that was shogeg. He didn't know that the money that was being used to purchase this animal was Maaser Sheni, and he asked it should have said tachzor behema lemakoma, that we forced the lokeach to give the behema back that he bought from the mocher because the mocher was shogeg. It's not about the lokeach being shogeg, and that's why it's a mekach tos. It's that the mocher had no idea. In the chidushim Aribe Rav, he says it could be that lemakoma means lirushalayim, that that's called the makom in many different contexts. The pasuk says sarta kesav yarcha v'alachta el hamakom asher yivcha bo Hashem elokech bo. So it's dafka in the context of Maaser Sheni that Yerushalayim is referred to as ha-makom. So it means that we force the mocher to bring the money to Yerushalayim. An entirely different pshat, says the Maribei Rav. The Maharam in Maseches Sukkah explains that the chamur mechayiv the mocher to return the money to the lokeach and to be poda the kedushas habehema on this money. So different possibilities of what yachzru damim l'makoma means. But then we said if he did it b'mezid, then talav v'tochel b'makom. So let's stick with Rashi. There is no mekach ta'us, and you have to go and you have to and you have to bring the behema to Yerushalayim and eat the behema there in Yerushalayim. The Tosfos writes that the Rabbanan hold that if he bought it as a non balmum, so the chilul is chal on the behema. So frek the marshal. If that's the case, how could you say b'shogeg that you return the money l'makomim and you're mafkia the kedushas ma'aser sheni from the animal if the ma'aser sheni if it's actually chal on the behema? Meaning, how can you take away kedushas ma'aser sheni from the behema as a din l'chachila? That's what we're going to suggest to do. So he says no. The kedushas ma'aser sheni is not nifka from the behema, and the mocher has to bring it to Yerushalayim. But they just were konis lokech that he's got to bring the money to Yerushalayim as well. That's what he adds. That you have to bring it to Yerushalayim as well. Now says the Gemara, says the Brisa further. So the Tanakama says if you did it b'shogeg, okay, it's a mekach taus. So you undo the whole sale. You did it b'mezid, tala v'tochel b'makom. You're going to have to bring this behema to Yerushalayim. Now comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, and he's coming to be mefaresh the chachamim b'med varma murim. When do we say that if you bought it b'mezid that the sale is going to be binding, and that's why you have to bring the behema to Yerushalayim and eat it there? That's only if b'miskavin v'lakach tchila l'shem shlamim, that you bought this behema initially l'shem karban shlamim, meaning l'shem karban shlamim means to eat it as ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. That was typically what you would do with ma'aser sheni with ma'aser sheni money. You'd go to Yerushalayim and you'd buy typically a karban shlamim. You'd use it as a karban, and you'd be able to buy them gets to eat a karban shlamim anyway. So that's the best way to handle ma'aser sheni money. Avol b'miskavin l'hotzi mos ma'aser sheni l'chulin. But if when you bought the animal, your intention was to buy a behema as chulin gemurin and to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, to not treat it like ma'aser sheni at all, to even eat it outside of Yerushalayim, well then bein shogeg, whether you didn't know the ma'aser sheni, the money was ma'aser sheni money, bein mezid, or whether you knew full well that it was ma'aser sheni money and you bought the behema to be mechalal the money on it, and the mocher knew that the money was ma'aser sheni money and he had kavana to do it b'mezid as well, in both of those cases yachzru dam l'makomam, we reverse the sale, the money goes back, to the kona, the behema goes back to the mocher, the mekach is totally batal. Why? Whether it's shogeg or mezid? So two different reasons. If it was shogeg, so since the lokeach didn't know that the money he was using was ma'aser sheni money, so it's vayter mekach tos. He didn't know. He never would have bought it had he realized that it was ma'aser sheni money. He's buying an animal that's totally chulin outside of Yerushalayim with ma'aser sheni money. He never would have done that. It's mekach tos. B'mezid, the reason is that we make a knas on the mocher. The mocher was fully aware that this was ma'aser sheni money, and he was still willing to sell his behema as chulin outside of Yerushalayim for the guy to be nana with it. So we punish him and we say, you know what? That's not a sale. You have to give it back. That's not going to work. So frek the Gemara, but wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that b'mezid, it's gonna, we're gonna reverse the sale. We're gonna make a knas. Iva anantanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you're makadish and isha with most ma'aser sheni money, b'mezid with most ma'aser sheni, b'mezid, and you knew that it was ma'aser sheni money, kidesh, that the kiddushin is gonna be chal, even though the makadish knew that it's gonna be yotzei l'chulin. Since we say that there was no ta'us in the kiddushin, we don't say that we're mevatel the mekach to be kones them, to punish them. So why should it be any different when you buy a behema and you're mechavin to be motzi the most ma'aser sheni b'mezid to chulin? Why do we say that all of a sudden we make a knas and we're mevatel the mekach? We don't say that by a kiddushin. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, isha yoda'as shein mos ma'aser sheni mischalin al yada. In the case of our Mishnah, where the Mekadesh let her know that he's being Mekadesh with Ma'aser Sheni money, she knows that this money is not becoming Chulin through a Ma'aser Kiddushin. She knows that the money she's receiving will remain Ma'aser Sheni money, and therefore, Valava Chalta B'Yerushalayim. She's accepting, by accepting this money as Kiddushin money, the intention is not to be Motzi the money L'Chulin. The intention is that she's going to take this money and she's going to eat it in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. But in a case in the Braisa, where the Mocher knew that the money is going to be Mischal on the Behema, and the Behema is going to be Miskadeshes B'Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and that the money he's going to be left with is Chulin, and he knows that the guy who's buying it doesn't plan on eating that Behema in Yerushalayim, so he's in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. How could he allow someone to buy a Behema with the understanding that that Behema is going to have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and with the understanding that he's now going to eat that Behema without treating it with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni? Ah, so that we're not going to allow. That we're going to make a knas on a person for going along with such a sale. Now, this idea, Isha Yoda'as, that Ma'aser Sheni is not Mischal al Yada, the Tosri Azakin explains, he says, how does an Isha Yoda'as Hilchus Ma'aser Sheni? Is that part of the curriculum in the Beis Yaakov, that she knows all the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni? So he says, yeah. He says, since women are included in the Chiv to be Shomer on the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, so certainly they know the halachas. Meaning, as simple as it is, and obvious as it is, that women know the basics of Kashrus in the kitchen because it's no gaya to them, and they know the basics of Nida, and this was always assumed throughout history. This is not only with women's education after the Beis Yaakov movement and everything else. This is what the Rama writes, that women have a chiv to learn the halachas that are no gaya to them. So we don't normally associate Hilchus Ma'aser Sheni as a halacha that's no gaya to anybody really, but it's a halacha that was very much no gaya on a day-to-day basis to women. So then in the Maskana of the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar explains that not only women, but men and women, even though they're shaykh and the mitzvahs, are not going to be bekeen in the halachas. But over here we're talking, and that over here we're dafka talking about an isha that is yodea. But at least at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that yeah, that everybody is going to be yodea, that men and women are yodea in the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. What comes out, what emerges from this teretz of the Gemara, is that if a person knows that his most Ma'aser Sheni is not mischalel through a certain action, and nevertheless he buys something or is mekadesh with them, the mekach is going to be chal, the kiddushin is going to be chal, because it's not going to be maybe l'day michshal, nothing bad is going to happen, no one's going to use it outside Yerushalayim, the person realizes that he's getting money of Ma'aser Sheni. So frak the Gemara, is that really true? Maskev for Rabbi Yirmiya v'arei behema tameya avadim v'karkaos, non-kosher animals, slaves, land, da'adam yodei ha'shen mas Ma'aser Sheni mischal in aleyan. Everyone knows that most Ma'aser Sheni cannot be mischalel on these things, because these things are not royal achili. You're not allowed to eat non-kosher animals, you're certainly not allowed to eat an eved, and you can't eat karka. So everyone realizes that you can't be mischalel Ma'aser Sheni on this, and therefore what should have emerged is that the mocher who took that money should have realized that this is Ma'aser Sheni money and remains Ma'aser Sheni money, and that he's going to have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and we therefore should have said that the mekach is kayam, that the sale is binding, and go ahead and let him go eat it in Yerushalayim, let him go use that money in Yerushalayim. But yet, Utnan, the Mishnah, in the first paragraph of Ma'aser Sheni, teaches us, you're not allowed to use money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy any of these things, even in Yerushalayim. And what do you do if you did use the money to buy these things? The lokeach who bought these things with the most Ma'aser Sheni has to take other money and say, wherever that Ma'aser Sheni money that I spent is, it should now be mechulal on this other money that I'm setting aside, and that other money now has to be used as Ma'aser Sheni that he's going to bring to Yerushalayim and spend on food there. So even when you say that the mocher is yodea, apparently that the money that he has in his hand is kadosh and is should dafka be used in Yerushalayim, nevertheless it's on the lokeach to be mechalel that on other money of chulin, because we're choshesh that maybe the mocher is not going to treat it the way he's supposed to treat it. So that's our kasha. Why is the din of being mekadesh b'mos Ma'aser Sheni different than buying avadim karkos beim tamei with Moshe Sheni? When you mekadesh nisha with Moshe Sheni, we said she realizes it's Moshe Sheni, and therefore she recognizes her responsibility. So you don't have to do anything further. She'll go and take care of it and use it only in Yerushalayim. But you buy beim tamei, you buy avadim, you buy karkos with Moshe Sheni, there's no such assumption that the mocher recognizes that it's still Moshe Sheni and that he has a responsibility and that he has to treat it as such with such kedusha. So the Gemara Gemara answers, no, Elahacha, the Mishnah is talking about being Makadish Nishtah, the most Meister Sheni, is Bi'isha Chaveira Askinan. It's talking about a woman who is a Chaveira, who knows Halachas. Now the Gemara is switching the assumption. We're assuming that it's not typical for someone, man or woman, to know the Halachas of Meister Sheni. It's Dafka Nisha Chaveira, the Yoda, that she knows that Meister Sheni is not Mischalal through a Meister Kiddushin, and that she better bring that money to Yerushalayim, and that's what she will do. She'll understand her responsibility. So the Chacham don't make any knas on the husband who is Makadish with the most Meister Sheni, that he should make sure to designate other money. But a regular person who sells a Beim, a Tmei, or Avadim, or Kakos in exchange for Meister Sheni money, he may not know that the Meister Sheni money is not Mischalal, that the Meister Sheni money remains Meister Sheni money. And therefore the Chacham said, you better take care of him. You better designate something else as Meister Sheni money, because you have no idea what he's going to do with that with that Meister Sheni money. So there is a Gemara in Maseches Babasa Davayin Hey that Chaverim, the only people that are Chaverim with Meister Sheni are Tamidi Chachamim. The pasuk says Hayoshevus Beginim Chaverim Makshivim Lekol Chashmieni. So and that's what it sounds like from the Gemara Maseches Bechoros as well, that a Chaver is a Talmud Chacham, and the opposite is an Amah Aretz. So Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta says Tamidi Chachamim are Noim Bechabura, and Amah Aretz are not Noim Bechabura. So that could be why only Talmid Chacham are called Chaverim. Meaning Chaverim, it sounds like, just means, what does it mean? It means a chevra. So why would we call someone who's a bucky in Meister Sheni, or who knows how to treat Meister Sheni, Chaverim? So it relates to Chabura, that Dafka Talmid Chachamim are not in Bechabura. They're the ones that should be together. We want them to be in Chaburas together. So the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis explains that that's why Talmid Chacham are called. That's the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis Maseches Demai, that Chevrasim Zelazeh he Chaveira Ne'emana, because it's a Chevra L'shem Shemayim. That's how the Rambam explains why they're called why Talmid Chacham Dafka are called Chaverim. So now Frak the Gemara, wait a second. The Gemara goes back to this last Mishnah that we quoted, that someone who buys a Behemet Tameya of Adam Karkos with the most Meister Sheni, that he should set aside other money to be mechalel the money that is now in the hands of the mocher. Amar im lakach yochal kenegdan. Right, so that's what we say, that you have to, that we're konis the lokeach dafka, that it's dafka the person who used the meister sheni money who has to designate other money. Mamai yachsu damim komam. Why do we say to dafka set aside other money? Why don't we say we just make the whole sale batel and return the items that you bought ki hasam, just like we said in the brisa about buying a behemah tahora with meister sheni money outside your where you intended to be motziyat l'chulin b'mezid. So we said we made a knas on the mocher that the mekach should be batel. So why in the Mishnah we dafka konis l'lokeach, that he should have to be mechalalit on other money? So Amar Shmuel kisha barach. Shmuel says, yeah, eino chinami. The Mishnah that says you don't buy with most meis sheni behemet tmei avadim karkos is talking about where the mocher is not available. He ran away, and therefore there is no way to be toveya that he returns the money to you, and that you'll return the behemet tmei, the avadim and the karkos, to him. So says Mary, okay, so I understand why it's different, but now let's analyze why that would in fact be the halacha. Why, if he's available, do we punish him? Do we punish the mocher, the guy who sold the item to you? Is he really the avarian over here? V'tayma debarach. It sounds like we're only not punishing him because he ran away and he's not available to punish. But halo barach, kansin on the mocher. But it sounds like if he didn't run away, then we would have no problem punishing him. We would make a knas that the whole sale is invalid. He thought he had a sale. He thought he made some money, and we make a knas that we reverse the sale. But v'niklas el lokeach, isn't that punishing the wrong guy? Shouldn't we punish the lokeach who had the meister sheni money and did the wrong thing with it and misused it? So it says the Gemara, lav achbar aganav el achar aganav. It's not the achbar that steals. It's the hole that he has to hide away the food that he took. That's to blame for the stealing. Meaning in a chinami, the lokeach is doing something wrong. But if you didn't have a partner in crime who is willing to accept the meister sheni money in exchange for the avadim and the behemah tmei and the karkas, so it's and or the behemah outside of Yerushalayim, the behemah tahor outside of Yerushalayim, he never would have been able to misuse the meister sheni money. So we have to put some blame on the mocher as well. So refract the Gemara, that's not really fair though. V'lo achbar achura mei kavid. The whole can't do anything without an achbar. The whole is just sitting there innocently without the achbar stealing the food and putting the food in. So yeah, you want to say that the lokeach couldn't have done it without the mocher, but it's the lokeach that's doing it. So it's there's enough blame to go around, but the primary blame has to go with the criminal. It has to go with the one who does the stealing, not the person who provides the hideout. The accessory to the crime is not the same as the criminal himself. So answers Gemara, Mistavra, Kalecha Diku Yisura Hasam Kansinan. That, yeah, but it's most Mistavra that we're going to apply the Knas wherever the Isser is right now. So if the person used Meiser Sheni money to buy something, and that Meiser Sheni money is still Meiser Sheni money, so wherever that Meiser Sheni money is, that's where we're going to apply the Knas. That's who's ultimately going to get punished. Meaning, since there is enough blame to go around, we're not sure who to punish when there's enough blame to go around, so we punish the one who has the money right now. So just going back for a moment, we said that you're not allowed to buy behemet tmeah avadim karkos with ma'aser sheni money, even in Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph says when it comes to truma and bikurim that they're nichse kohen, and kohen is allowed to be mekadesh nisha with truma and with bikurim, and he could buy avadim karkos and behemet tmeah even though they're not roi la'achila. But ma'aser sheni is only nitan la'achila, l'shtia, l'sicha, so he's not able to be mekadesh nisha and buy things that are not b'chlal achila. So the Gemara over there quotes our Mishnah from this sugya, where we say they're not allowed to buy behemet tmeah, avadim karkos with ma'aser sheni money. So Tosfos is medayek in Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Gimel from this Mishnah that it's dafka these things that you're not allowed to buy with ma'aser sheni money, but to buy clothing would be mutter, and the Tosfos brings from the Mishnah in the fifth parak of ma'aser sheni los nasati mimenu lemeis likach lo aron v'tachrichin. So it sounds like, yeah, you're not allowed to buy tachrichin for a mace with ma'aser sheni money. That implies that for a living person, you're allowed to buy aron v'tachrichim. What's the equivalent of aron v'tachrichim? A living person is not interested in aron v'tachrichim, but the equivalent of aron v'tachrichim, which would mean clothing. So it sounds like from the Tosa says that it sounds here, you're allowed to buy, that when we give a list in this Mishnah of what you're not allowed to buy with most ma'aser sheni, it doesn't mean anything that's not a food. It would have said anything that's not a food if it meant anything that's not a food. It said behemet tmeah, it said avadim, it said karkaos, but apparently clothing you're allowed to buy. So Tosos raises the kasha that in the Yerushalmi it says by ma'aser sheni lo nasati min ulemeis, that if zahavi aron v'tachrichim, that's asr l'chai ulemeis. So you see that you're not allowed to buy, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to buy malbush, even you're not allowed to buy clothing even for a living person. And there are a lot of places where we say that you're not allowed to do any schora with ma'aser sheni money, that it's only l'achilu shtiyo v'sicha. So how could it be that we have opposite implications about buying clothing? So Tosfos suggests that those mishnayos that say you're not allowed to buy clothing for a living person hold like Rav Meir, the ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoa. So therefore you're not allowed to do any shimush other than achilu shtiyo v'sicha. But the mishnayos that hold that it's mutter hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the ma'aser sheni is mamon hedyot, and therefore you're allowed to buy clothing. That's what Tosfos suggests. So whenever you find a Mishnah that implies that you're allowed to buy clothing, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever you find a Mishnah that implies that you're not allowed to buy clothing, that must be going like Rav Meir. Then Tosfos suggests another teretz, that really the Mishnayos are not arguing on each other at all. Min HaTorah, the Isser is only Avadim Karkos Behemet Tmeah, but clothing is going to be mutter. The Chachamim Asered, even Malbushim, even buying clothing. It's just so odd to understand why it would be that clothing would be mutter. What would be the difference between behemoth? All of these things you can't eat. So you have to say that they're included in ve'achalta because there's hanos haguf, that it's similar to the concept of ochel nefesh, of davar shavu l'kol nefesh, of anything that's a basic human bodily necessity would be considered achila in this context. But that's just a very great chiddush that's called achila, but it's not as great a chiddush as it sounds like, because everyone agrees sicha is mutter, that you're allowed to buy oil with it, and sicha kishtia, and when you anoint your skin with it, that's also considered achila in this context. So apparently something that gives hana'a to the physical body is considered to be good enough in terms of achila with the most ma'aser sheni. Just one more point before we move on. We had mentioned over here on the Amud Bey is Kisha Barach, that the only case where we're not going to be Konis the Mocher, who took the Meister Sheni money to sell his Avadim Karkos in Behemot Tmeah, is if he ran away. Now the Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos writes that if the Mekach was done B'mezid, even if the Mocher is around, the lokech is the one that we're going to make the kenas on if he did it b'mezid, and we're not going to say the mekach chizchozer. So the Tosfos Bikiveger points out, Bartanur quotes that same explanation as Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and Tosfos Bikiveger on the side of the Mishnayos points out that in our sugya it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like if the mocher didn't run away, then there's no chiluk between mezid and shogeg, and the din is that the mekach is going to be batel yachsu dam lemakomam. So in fact, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Parak Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin writes that anyone who's motzi mos Ma'aser Sheni chutz la'achilu shtiyah v'sicha, if the mocher is barach or dies, yochal kenegdo. And if the mocher is around, yachzer dam lemakomo. And he doesn't make a chiluk between shogeg and mezid. So why is it in the Parish of Mishnayos that he all of a sudden makes a chiluk between shogeg and mezid? That, oh, we're only not going to punish the lokeach if when the mocher is around, if the lokeach was b'shogeg. But if the lokeach was b'mezid, then we're going to punish the lokeach. Mm-hmm. So that's the Rabbi Kivi Eger leaves it as a tzarachim. Why is it that the Rambam assumes that there's a chiluk over here between shogeg and mezid? So, I mean, it would turn out that the Aruch HaShulchan points out in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid that according to this Bar Tanur and this Rambam, that b'mezid yochal kenegdan, but b'shogeg the yachzu dam lemakom, and b'shogeg you would reverse the sale. It would turn out that buying avadim in behemah tameh is the same as buying a behemah tahora mayim u'melech, that it says over there in the Mishnah that b'shogeg is yachzru dam l'mukomam. So why does the Tana divide them into separate categories if actually the halacha would be the same? So that's a great difficulty. This Shitas HaRambam and this Shitas HaBar Tanura is a great difficulty. It doesn't sound like we should be mechalik between shogeg and mezid whatsoever. Okay, new Mishnah now. Now the Mishnah is going to go on to discuss being mekadish nisha with isurei hana'a. Hamekadish pa'orla. If a person is mekadish nisha using orla, first 3 years after you plant a tree, the fruits that grow on the tree are usher, not only ba'achila, they are usher ba'hana'a as well. Arla, of course, has two meanings in Judaism. It means foreskins as well, but that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about arla in the Zraim context. That was the email that was going around a while ago with the Israeli wine bottle that had translations of the Hebrew. So it said, the loch shash arla in Hebrew, and then in English it said, without concern for foreskins, which is probably also true, but it meant that it was without concern for Arla the first 3 years. So Mekadish Bar Arla, the person is Mekadish Bar Arla B'Kilei HaKerem, or is Mekadish Nisha with Kilei HaKerem, that's also about B'Shara Niskal, with an animal that's a Shara Niskal that killed the person, is therefore Chayv Skila. U'Be'Egla Arufa, when you find a mace between two cities and you have to do the Egla Arufa procedure, the Egla Arufa itself is also about B'Tzipori Mitzora, the birds of a Mitzora. U'Be'Seir Nazir, the hair of a Nazir that he shaves as part of his Tara process, and that also is at the end of his Nazirus, and that also is Asrbana Upeter Chamar, and Upeter Chamar, the firstborn donkey, Basar B'Chalav, it says three times in the Torah, Losu Ashal Gadiba Chalevimo, Echadisr Achila, Echadisr Bishala, and Achila, and Hana, so it's Asrbana, Bechulin Shanishchu Ba'azara, and if you shecht Chulin in the Azara, that too is Asrbana, in all these cases, Eina Mekadeshas, a woman's not going to be Mekadeshas, because these are Isurei Hana'a. Machran v'kidish b'demayin mukadeshes. But if you sell any of these things and then you use that money to be mekadesh with, then she is mukadeshes. And Rashi explains, deina adam nitfasin b'isr. Apparently, the isr doesn't transfer over to the money. The isr remains with the original cheftza shel isr. It doesn't transfer over to the money. The question is why, when you're mekadesh with the isurei hana'a, is it not a valid kiddushin? So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Ishus Perek Hay has a chakira. What's the reason that Mekadish B'Yisurei Hana'a is not Mekadeshes? Do we say because a Dover Asur B'Hana'a doesn't have any use and therefore it's not Shava Kesef? So it turns out that you gave her something that's worth less than a Shava Prut. You gave her something that's worth nothing for the Kiddushin, and by Kiddushin you have to give Kesef or Shava Kesef. So the Chisaron is Mitzad, the man, that he didn't give the woman anything. He just, it's like giving her air and saying, Arayim Mekadeshesli. Or no, maybe the Chisaron is not that he didn't give her anything, but since it's Asur B'Hana'a, the woman is not mekabel anything from it. Well, what's the difference? Whether it's that the guy, that it's mitzad the ish, that he didn't give her anything, or it's mitzad the isha, that she can't be mekabel anything from it, and she's not getting hana'a of a shavah pruta from it. So he says, nafkamina is mekadish nisha, who's a chola sheish basakana with the isurei hana'a. What if you mekadish very sharp nafkamina. A woman is a cholish yesh basakana. So anything that you're giving her, she's allowed to use to save her life. And you makadish with the surah ana. She's allowed to use it. She can get hana v'shava pruta with it. So according to the first side of the chakira, that the man has to give something that has inherent shavius of mamon by him, that he needs to be given. Meaning what the real chakira is. What's the din of giving of requiring a shava pruta? Is it that the man has to be giving up a shava pruta, or that the woman has to be receiving a shava pruta? In this case, the man is not giving up a shava pruta because to him it's worth nothing. It's usurei hana'a, but to her, she's a chalash yesh basakana. It's worth something, so she is receiving a shava pruta. That's what he says is the nafkamina. So he's mochiach that the shita of Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah is that by kiddushin it's enough that the woman is mekabel from the husband something that's worth something to her, and that it doesn't have to be worth any money to him, like the second side of the chakira. And he brings a ran in our sugya that proves this from Rashi and Chulin as well, because the Gemara over there says chalifei iser hana'a or mutter, that there is something that's mukhla that was switched out that they allowed something that was mukhlaf, but only for another person, but for the mocher himself it remains asabana. So the Ran writes that according to Rashi, you have to say that when we say in our Mishnah that in mochrin v'kiddush b'demayan, that last line in the Mishnah, that she's mekadeshes, even though the mocher himself is not allowed to get hana from the demaya iser, so how could he be mekadesh with them? Meaning, if you're going to accept what the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, which we do accept, that chalif yisurei hana are asr for the mocher himself. A guy sells yisurei hana, so he's not allowed to get hana from that money. But the next person that money goes to, that person is allowed to get hana from the money. And then you look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you took the Yisurei hana, you sold them, and then you used that money for Kiddushin, Mekudeshes, well, why is it Mekudeshes? To you, that money is worthless. To you, that money is zero. Yeah, to you, that money is zero. But to her, it's worth something, because she's the next person down the line, and the next person down the line is allowed to get hana from it. So that's what the Ran says, and that's what it's Muchach, like that side in the chakira. So there are a lot of other nafkaminas. The Achronim have a good time with this Mishnah Lamelech, but it's a fundamental chakira in terms of how kiddushin works. How kiddushin works the kesef in general. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Ba'arla minalan. So where do we know that Arla is asur b'hanah in the first place? The Tanya, because the Brice of Darshins, that the Pasuk says, Va'aralteh arlaso es pirio. So, and it says, the Pasuk goes on to say that arelim lo yeyachel. That shalashonim yeyalachem arelim. That for 3 years it should be arelim lo yeyachel. And therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So, only al Yisrachila. We only see an Yisrachila by Arla. Hanah minayin shalayahanim. Men of Le'itzva Bovaleyadik Bosaner. How do I know that you're not allowed to use Arla to do anything else with, to use it as a dye, to use it as oil for a candle, to do anything else that you can get hana with it? Tamalomar, Paralatam Arlaso, L'Rabos is Kulam. That's why the Pasuk of Paralatam Arlaso, that includes everything, all types of hana that one might get from it. So that's why you can't be Makadish Nisha with it. It's also Bana, it's not worth of a Shavu Pruta, and a woman is not Makadeshas with less than a Shavu Pruta. Now the Rishonim raise a question: Why does the Gemara say that she's not mekadeshes? The Gemara Maseches Pesachim and Daf Chavdal and Beis says that you're allowed to get hana from Yisurei hana shelo kederach hana asav. And the Gemara says that Ravina would be shayif lo lebarte biguharki da'orla. He would take this olives of Arla, unripened olives of Arla, and use it litzoruch refua for his daughter. So that was in a way that was not derech hana. He'd rub it on her body or whatever it was that was not derech hana'a. So it was after because the derech hana'a from these kinds of zesim is only after you cook them and you remove the oil from them in the beis habad. So this was, he took them raw and he was benefiting from them, so that's not called derech hana'a. So ask all the Rishonim. It turns out that Arla is worth a shavu pruta. I mean, what, you're going to tell me that you can't be mekadesh with Arla because it's asur b'hanah? It's only asur b'hanah kederech hana'a, so it's not asur b'hanah shelo kederech hana'a, so and shelo kederech hana'a, so you can get a shavu pruta worth of hana'a from it. So all the Rishonim deal with this kasha, including Tosos over here. Tosos in Dibur Maschil Hamakadish Parla toward the bottom of the page. Tosos suggests a couple of answers. He says it could be that we're talking about a davar iser that would only be worth a pruta if you use a pederach hanaso. I mean, we're not talking about something that pederach hanaso is worth 10 prutas and shalok pederach hanaso is worth a pruta. We're talking about something that when you use a pederach hanaso is worth a pruta. When you use a shalok pederach hanaso is worth less than a shavu pruta. Then Tosos suggests that even in the case where Kari, you use a shloka derech hanaso, it may be worth a shavu pruta, still it's Eidem HaKadoshes, because the woman, when she accepts it, is accepting aldas that she'll be able to use it normally. She's not thinking in her mind, I plan on using this in an abnormal way. She's thinking I'm going to use it in the normal way. So it's just like if you're Mekadesh and Isha with something that's worth a shavu pruta, but she thinks it's worth $10,000, and she's only accepting it on the smach that it's worth $10,000, but it's really only worth 2 cents, it's only worth an actual pruta, it's Eidem HaKadoshes, because she has no das for kiddushin for something like this. She only has das for kiddushin al smach that she can use it b'derech hanaso. So that's what Tosa says. That's why it's not going to be a good kiddushin, even if it can be used. Now, it will turn out, according to that answer of Tosos, is that if she knows, if she realizes that it's Arla and she can only use it Shaloka Derech Hanaso, and it's worth a Shavuot to Shaloka Derech Hanaso, then it is a valid Kiddushin. The Ramban, however, suggests that when Ravina says, when we say in the Gemara Pesachim that Ravina used Arla Shaloka Derech Hanaso, that was only because his daughter was sick. And B'makom Choli Hitiru, even by Cholashen Bo Sakana. But Shaloka B'makom Choli, it's Asmid Rabbanan to use the Surah Hana, even Shaloka Derech Hanaso. And therefore, someone's Mekadesh with Yisuri HaNah Midrabanan is Eina Mekudeshes. And therefore, it would turn out that it doesn't make a difference what she's thinking, what she knows, what she doesn't know, if she plans on using it. It's irrelevant. It's Aser. It's Aser to use it in Mela. The Kiddushin's not going to be Chal. The only reason Ravina used it was because his daughter was in fact Chola. So there's a big nafkamina between the Ramban and Tosos, is if the girl Takad knows about it. Says in Maravaitina, Bekilei HaKerem, that you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Nisha with Kilei HaKerem either. Minnalan, how do I know it's Aser about Noah? Two possibilities. Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, Pen Tikadesh, which we darshan pen to kadesh, that lest you use it to light a fire. Ravashi Yamar pen yia kadesh. Ima kadesh tofis adama viyotzi l'chulin, afke lekerem tofis adama viyotzi l'chulin. So says Gemara, if you're going to say that it's like kodesh, and that's why it's asmana, so then will you go even further and say that it's mamish like kodesh, that it's tofis adama viyotzi l'chulin, that if you sell kilei akerem, then the kilei akerem itself now becomes mutter b'ana, and the money becomes kodesh? That's what our Mishnah said before. Not that way. So no, we have to say the Chizkiah's drasha is correct. Penti Kadesh is Pentu Kadesh. Good, says Gemara Vayter. Shora Niskal Minayin. How do I know that a Shora Niskal is Asmana? D'tanya, we have a brisa as follows. Mimashma Shenemar, Sakol Yisakel HaShor, from the fact that it says that you have to stone the shor, Ein Yodesh, a Nevelihi, a Nevela, Asura Ba'achila, don't I realize that it's a Nevela, and we realize that a Nevela is Asura Ba'achila? So Matam Lamal, why is it that the Chumash has to go out of its way to tell us that Le'yochel es Pesaro as well? So Magad Hashim Shachlo Lachash Nigmar Dino Asur, that if it had a Gemar Din as a Shor Niskal and then you didn't stone it, so it's one thing for the Chumash to tell us that if you stone it, it's Asur. Obviously, it's a Nevela, so it's going to be Asur Ba'achila. When it says Le'yochel es Pesaro means you didn't stone it; it's not a Nevela. You shechted it; it's still Asur Ba'achila. So Ba'achila, yeah. So we see that it's Asur Ba'achila. But how do I know that it's going to be Asa Bahana as well? Tamalomar Ubala Shornaki. That's why the Pasuk says Ubala Shornaki. So my mashma, where do you see from the words Ubala Shornaki that it's Asa Bahana? Shimon ben Zoma Omer Ka'adam Shomel Chavero Yatzaploni Naki Minachasav. It's like a person who says to his friend that this guy is cleaned out. He's totally wiped clean of all of his possessions. Ve'elo Bahana No Shel Klum. And therefore he has nothing left. He has no Hana from it whatsoever. So it says but how do you know to make that drasha, that this drasha about not, the pasuk about not eating the shor niskal is talking about where you shechted it after it had a gemar din? Maybe really if you shecht it after it had a gemar din, it would actually be mutter. And maybe that lo yochel is coming to tell me a case where it was actually stoned. That's where the Torah is telling me don't eat it. You don't have to tell me that an veil is asa ba'achila. No, but Rabbi Avohu, maybe it's teaching me something beyond an isra achila. It's coming to teach me Rabbi Avohu's din. Another reference to Maseches Pesachim, where the primary sugi of this is kolmakom shemer lo yochel lo sochel lo sochlu echad isra achila veechad isra hanaa ad sheyipar lecha kasuv kederek shapir lecha b'nevela. That in general we always assume when the Torah says lo yochel lo sochel lo sochlu, that includes both an isra achila and isra hanaa, except by nevela where it said the kelat tashlichlo, so that you give it to a dog that you're allowed to get hanaa from it. So otherwise we assume that there is an isra hanaa. So maybe that's what the pasuk of lo yochel is telling me about the shor in this skull, that if you stone it, you're not allowed to eat it. I know you're not allowed to eat eat it, it's an avela, of course you're not allowed to eat it. No, but by saying you're not allowed to eat it, it's telling me that you're actually not allowed to get hanah from it. So it says, that's only, we only say that lo yachal means that you're not allowed to get hanah from it when we learn the Yisra'chila from the word lo yachal. But over here, the Yisra'chila, we know from the fact that it says sakal yisakel. Because if the lo yachal is only there to teach me an Yisra'chila, not to teach me an Yisra'chila, then nichtav kra lo yahana. There's a better way for the Torah to have said it. It could have just said lo yahana, inami lo yachal. Or it could have just said lo yachal. Es pisaro lamali. What does it add with es pisaro? That avagav deshachte ken basar asr. Even though you shecht it like you would meat that you want to eat, it's still going to be asr. Maskev la marzutra, vehema hanim ilyech the badduk sor v'shachba demechzi kiskila av shachte v'sakin lo. Maybe that's only if you shecht it with a sharp rock, but not if you shecht it with a knife. So it says Gemara, why would there be a difference? Midi sakin baraisa ksiv. Does it say anything about a knife in the Torah? Vo tani b'kol shachtin bein b'tzar bein b'zchuchiz bein b'kromer shalkana. So you're allowed to shecht with anything. So both the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Ana are derived from Lo Yachal. Okay, we're out of time, so we'll pick up with Vahashta, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow.